of intervention have no substitute proposition. They have no plan save those that have already failed. If the government were guided by their advice, butchery, devastation, and barbarity would become permanent social conditions in Cuba. And the unrest, the tumult, and the passion of the last 6 days would take their places as established features of our national life. No man who is not willing to hear about the hideous crimes in Cuba, to read the war speeches of Gringo senators, and look upon the war headlines of the yellow journals every day in the year for the remainder of his actual life, has any right to oppose intervention in Cuba unless he submits an effective plan for the permanent abatement of these diseases, which, in the language of the President, have become intolerable. There is one more consideration. Any American who finds himself unable now to support the President in his proposed policy towards Spain shows himself to be perfectly content that this country should exhibit itself in the attitude of a nation that will not fight for its peace and safety, for its honor and self-respect, and in the performance of the duty imposed by humanity and civilization. Ladies and gentlemen, permit me to introduce to you a Congress of the Rough Riders of the World.